Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 10th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Dapagliflozin to reduce early recurrence after catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation. The DARE-AF randomized clinical trial. The DARE-AF randomized clinical trial investigated the effect of dapagliflozin on preventing early atrial fibrillation recurrence following catheter ablation. This randomized study focused on patients without established indications for sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors, like diabetes, heart failure, or chronic kidney disease. The trial aimed to determine if dapagliflozin could reduce recurrence in this broader population, building on observational data suggesting such benefits in other patient groups. The research specifically explored a potential new therapeutic application for dapagliflozin in post-ablation atrial fibrillation management. Article number 2. Withdrawal of aspirin in patients with left ventricular assist device treated with vitamin K antagonists. Impact of anticoagulation quality in the randomized ARIES-HM3 trial. The ARIES-HM3 trial demonstrated that aspirin can be safely omitted from the antithrombotic regimen for patients with a HeartMate 3 left ventricular assist device who are also receiving vitamin K antagonists. This randomized study found that withdrawing aspirin significantly reduced bleeding events without increasing thrombotic risks. The research also highlighted that high-quality vitamin K antagonist management, assessed by time and therapeutic range, is crucial for optimal outcomes. This advancement provides a simplified and safer antithrombotic strategy for advanced heart failure patients with left ventricular assist devices. Article number 3. Aspirin, cardiovascular events, and major bleeding in older adults. Extended follow-up of the ASPREE trial. The ASPREE trial conducted an extended follow-up to assess the long-term effects of low-dose aspirin on major adverse cardiovascular events and major hemorrhage in older adults. This research analyzed both in-trial data from 2010 to 2017 and post-trial data from 2017 to 2022. The study cohort included participants aged 70 years or older, or 65 years and older for U.S. minorities, focusing on primary prevention of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease events. The extended follow-up aimed to provide crucial long-term evidence to inform clinical guidelines on aspirin use in this vulnerable population. Article number 4. Coronary function testing versus angiography alone to guide treatment of angina with non-obstructive coronary arteries. The ILIASANOCA trial. The ILIASANOCA trial investigated the feasibility, safety, and effectiveness of routine ad hoc invasive coronary function testing for diagnosing angina with non-obstructive coronary arteries. This study hypothesized that combining coronary function testing with a disease-specific treatment protocol would significantly improve quality of life compared to standard care. Invasive coronary function testing is known to identify coronary vasomotor disorders in up to 90% of patients with angina with non-obstructive coronary arteries. The research aimed to establish a comprehensive diagnostic and treatment pathway for this challenging patient population. Article number 5. Clonal hematopoiesis and incident heart failure. This study investigated the association between specific clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential subtypes and incident heart failure, aiming to identify potential mediating cardiometabolic factors. Researchers sought to determine if particular clonal hematopoiesis driver variants, including less common ones, are linked to heart failure development. This research addresses previous power limitations in examining the association between clonal hematopoiesis and cardiometabolic diseases. By clarifying these associations, the study contributes to a deeper understanding of heart failure pathogenesis and risk stratification. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.